Hey guys, welcome to episode 121 of the JV Club with my charming and handsome guest, Howard Kramer. You may know him from the fantastic podcast Who Charted. You may also know him as Dragon Boy Suede, a fantastic and hilarious musician. Well worth checking out if you haven't already. I think you'll enjoy this episode. I want to thank Brittany for your wonderful email about the Women's Art Museum in DC. I cannot wait to go. Got to drag Oscar Nunez with me. It's going to be a blast. He doesn't know this yet, but I got to get on it. David C., I want to thank you for letting me know about that Rad Mash app for phones and stuff. That's so cool. Feel free to post it on the JV Club Facebook page. Speaking of the JV Club Facebook page, I did put a poorly photographed picture of the t-shirt up there with some information about that. Just to reiterate, it is there are $20 that includes shipping within the continental United States, and you can PayPal me, and you can just message me on Facebook. And a bunch of you have been doing that, and I'm so excited to send you out those t-shirts. It makes me really happy to think you'll be representing. So I wanted to thank you for that, Hannah. I want to thank you for your email. On Twitter, I'm behind, but I've been favoriting some very, very charming tweets about the podcast. But I do want to thank Darley and Nicole, Camila, Greg on the Ben's Nerdist page, Esteem, Lady Graham, PJ, and Sydney, and then Jessica for posting on Facebook as well. So I think that brings us pretty much up to date. Again, enjoy this episode as we celebrate our continuing series of The Boys of Summer.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
I said, here we go, like I was starting a ride. Speaking of Disneyland. Here we go. And then like a motor would turn on or music, something, anything. Yeah. Like there's no ramp up. So for me to say, here we go, feels like real anticlimactic.
Well,
I apologize.
You know what? It could be the start of like a new feeling for the show, like where it just ramps up. Like,
here we go.
Yeah.
No.
Am I supposed to be talking?
Yeah, you're allowed to talk. Oh, okay. Like I don't do a whole thing at the beginning where I talk about myself or
No formal intro.
I don't have a formal intro.
Okay.
I don't have anything I play. It's just real lazy.
Okay.
But that's just how it works here.
All right.
At the JV Club headquarters? No, that's the opposite. That goes against everything I just said to turn it into something super official.
Well, I'll go with whatever you say.
Thanks, Bunny.
Because there's so much lovely artwork surrounding us.
Thank you. I thank you very much. Are you into like, you know, some people are sort of more invested in aesthetics and kind of having their insides reflected to them back from the outside? Or do you live a simple, clean, monkish life?
Simple, clean, monkish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I just feel like it could be whatever I want it to be if there's not that much up. But then sometimes I think, oh, I should have more stuff up like this because, I don't know, there's something enriching about the way it feels having it all around. So
yeah,
either way, it could be great.
So you're very positive, man.
Yeah.
So you don't have anything on your walls? Nothing.
I've got a picture of an orangutan.
I want this to be true so much.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, good.
And then I have a lot of like show posters and cool artwork that was done for shows, but it's like I've never like hung it up. It's in frames, but it's like
it's a leaner.
It's leaning. Yeah.
And Brody, do you ever what?
No, Brody came over and he admonished me, Brody Stevens. Yeah. He admonished me to hang it higher because it draws the eye downward.
Oh, is he Todd Glass? Speaking of, Todd would just come in and whisk through and like,
oh my God. Yeah.
But in my version of Todd's world, everything he corrects is just like he puts a tablecloth and a candle on it, because that was like what I heard him do in his act where he talks about like making over restaurants.
That's his fix for everything.
Yeah, but that in my mind, yeah.
Right. Like, that picture's crooked. Put a tablecloth on it. Stick a candle on it.
Exactly. That's what I imagine.
Yeah.
What about when you were growing up? Did you have like a ton of like band posters and stuff on
your
walls?
Yeah. Kiss posters. A lot of Kiss posters.
Now, this is what's interesting to me. And I guess I don't need more than one of, like, I do have an artist that I have a lot of his stuff throughout the house. So I'm kind
you.
Of negating.
It's you. That's you, that artist.
I tried to make him a him so it would seem more modest. No, there was this guy that did that one over there and that one and then that one there. I have a bunch of his stuff
elsewhere
too.
The ones in
too.
The, like, the corners, the
mm-hmm.
top corner.
Yeah, the like single light on in the dark and stuff, that kind
I
of
like
stuff.
Those.
Yeah, he's rad. So I do have a lot of his stuff. So I'm kind of negating everything I was about to say. But having said that, I still think I have a point. Who needs more than one Kiss poster? Do you know what I mean? Like, when you're a teenager, it's so crazy how it's important to have multiple posters of a band.
Well, I think it's like tattoos for people that have those. They get one and then it's like not enough. They want to get another.
But could have been a different band. Surely you liked someone other than Kiss.
I did, but this was like a poster buying age. You know, you don't like buy I didn't buy posters past like 14 or 15.
Okay.
But
I think people buy posters all the way through their 20s. Think about like college dorms and stuff, no?
Yeah, that's true. You're right. But like to load up on one band, I don't know. It's not that weird for like a kid who's like 14 or something.
Yeah.
But here's how much I like these Kiss posters. One hung on my wall for a few months before I noticed that all of their eyes were closed. Yeah. They were, the Flash got them all.
Wait, what? How did they print a poster like that?
I don't know, but I bought it. Yeah, and I enjoyed it for
that
a long time.
That had to be like their a joke to them or like on purpose.
Maybe so. Maybe
you
so.
Think it was accidental and no one realized
maybe the
it.
Merch was rolling out so fast because they're like, they're so into merch that it just like, they like
That's
let
amazing.
It go. Yeah.
So just a huge fan. And what did you make of the makeup? Or was it just something that, like, did you think it was super cool, or was it just a thing you didn't even think about because that was the nature of Kiss? That's just who they were?
I guess it was just like, they just seem like monsters from movies. Like, you know, it's like, I didn't think about it that much. But then by the time you get old enough to think about it, like, I started seeing Rocky Horror Picture Show and then wondering, like, why is this guy wearing makeup? And then Motley Crue and and Twisted Sister. So by then I just was like, I don't know what's going on here.
Did you? And you never wanted to wear makeup?
No, not really. I mean, for Rocky Horror Picture Show, I think we might have dressed up once where we just like put lipstick on or something. But it was like, it was the same as Kiss. It was just like, wow, this is weird. You know, it's like Halloweenish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of you're a dude. You're not like a
dude. I'm a man.
You're kind of a dude.
Yeah.
But it is interesting that that's not something, because, I mean, I also was surrounded by that stuff when I was younger, and it never seemed like it was in danger, that's a stupid word to use, but, like, it never seemed like anyone was really in danger of also looking and dressing. Like, my friends who love the Cure for sure dress like Robert Smith.
Oh, the Cure was another
they
weird,
did it with
yeah.
They did it with the black eyeliner. They did it with the red lipstick.
Yeah.
And yet, I wasn't really seeing that, like, earlier. I mean, I was younger, but, like, older kids than me, nobody was walking around with, like, Kiss makeup or even just, like, pretty makeup like Motley Crue or Duran Duran. You know what I mean?
Well, what about you? What little group were you in?
These guys know, I was, like, kind of new wavy goth.
Oh, okay.
I definitely went down the goth road.
Like, what bands were you into?
Depeche Mode, The Cure.
Got it.
A little bit of Erasure, Tones on Tail, got harder into like Ministry, Skinny Puppy.
Right. Yep. I saw Ministry.
Yeah. I think I saw Skinny Puppy. I definitely didn't ever see Ministry. But I was thinking the other day, I was getting some dog food for my dogs, and I had the thought for the first time in a long while, like, oh yeah, I remember when I like went into a pet store to buy a dog collar for myself.
That's like,
that
where you
really
got it.
It takes me back because I never had dogs growing up. And I never had pets growing up, really. So
the first thing you bought at like Petco was a dog collar for yourself?
For myself, yeah. It sort of hit me really for the first time the other day. And I was like, no, that's cute.
I never realized that's where people actually got them.
Well, I mean, I guess if I were more sophisticated, or if I'd been from a more sophisticated place, I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I mean, I guess Fourth Avenue probably has a couple of like punk shops or like head shops where you could get something like
they
that.
They didn't have like Hot Topic, probably.
There was a Hot Topic in the mall, but it was still really.
I don't even know.
It was more just skatery,
like,
you know? It's not like skaters wore.
Okay. I don't know where. I'm trying to think of who else would sell dog collars, but maybe it's just a sex shop.
I mean, what am I going to do? Go in there? No.
Yeah, true.
What did you dress like when you were a teenager?
We were like mods.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you were listening to Kiss?
Well, that was like more younger, I guess. But
do you remember a crossover of when you kind of became mod? Like you were like, wait, I think this might be for me.
Probably like The Jam. There was this band, The Jam.
Oh, I know The Jam.
Yeah? Yeah. That was when it happened.
Do you like his solo stuff?
I actually, it's weird. I'm not so into it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But there's a lot of it. It's like Sting almost. He's like, I was going to say the British Sting. Paul Weller is the British Sting.
Yeah, Paul Weller got real soulful. There's real like soul music.
Old soul-y, yeah. Which was in The Jam a little bit, but I think he went too far with it.
Yeah.
Like Sting. But The Clash and The Jam and all that, that's when we switched.
And so what did your clothing look like?
Oh, I guess like it just started getting tighter.
That's fair.
You know, like you'd fold your jeans in on the bottom.
Yeah.
They have that because they didn't make
them. Taper them and fold them.
Yeah. They didn't make them go in. So you had to like fold them up that way.
Sure.
Yeah.
God knows I did that.
Yeah.
But I feel like that was something that was just pervasive anyway. I feel I might have tapered my jeans even when I was a bop.
A bop? What's that?
I can't remember the last time I used that word either. I do a podcast about your teenage years and I can't remember the last time I used the word bop.
What does that mean? Like a teeny bopper?
Yeah, like a Debbie Gibson. I mean, this is when I was in junior high.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was still kind of wearing like an Izod shirt and like curling my bangs. And
right.
Stuff like that. And then for me, the reason I asked you about becoming a mod was that like the transition was so dramatic. It almost was overnight.
Oh, when you went into being a goth,
mm-hmm.
and started wearing black.
Mm-hmm.
Was it because of The Cure?
Depeche Mode was the first band that really made it come alive for me. But now, look, this is. I feel like this is going to get uncomfortable. I feel like I never flirt with any of my guests on any kind of real level. But now I have this history of doing it with you because I feel like we did it on your show too. But
yep.
But you were like a very like you have a. Very nice build.
Jeez, wow, Junk. God. Wait, why did we wait so long for this podcast? God, thank you.
And did you have that when you were in high school? Were you scrawnier? Were you...
I was probably skinnier, yeah. Yeah.
You weren't as buff as you are now? God.
I don't know. People have told me I've lost a lot of weight. But thank you. You look lovely as well.
Thank you. Oh, boy.
I was skinnier, I guess. I thought like working out would go against like music kind of.
That's why I was asking, actually. Yeah. Because, yeah, clothes were just baggier then.
Yeah, clothes were baggier.
So I think everyone looked skinny when they were in high school.
Yeah.
Unless they were like full on jocked out.
Yeah, they look more like kids do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Great observation skinnier. Also.
Thank you.
Where did this all take place?
Central New Jersey.
What is Central New Jersey in terms of townships?
Oh,
I guess
Red Bank, where Kevin Smith's comic book store is.
Okay,
that area, like Asbury Park, New Jersey, like
that's pretty well known.
45 minutes to an hour south of New York City.
Yeah,
yeah.
And how do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, a bunch.
A bunch.
Yeah.
How many?
Well, I grew up with four. Then my dad got remarried and had three more.
Oh,
but
wow.
I have a twin sister and an older brother and an older sister.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know you were a twin.
Yeah, most people don't. We're very unalike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not identical twins?
No.
Weird. Yeah. Where does she live?
She now is in Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why Phoenix?
Moved out there for school and then just stayed there.
That's what some people do.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that about Arizona. Shout out to my Arizona listeners, though, because I know you love them from Arizona, everyone.
Do you have a lot of home state listeners?
I do have some home state listeners. I can think of one off the top of my head that I sometimes correspond with, Hannah. Yeah. But it is that sort of feeling. I mean, like, I for sure had in Arizona the 100% certain knowledge I was not going to stay in the town that I was from. Is that how you were too?
Yeah, absolutely. And I knew I was coming here eventually. It just, yeah, it was just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about Bruce Springsteen? Did you listen to him a lot?
I hated him when I was young and in high school because he was so pervasive. And yeah. then in college, I switched over big time and got huge into him.
And where were you going to college?
I went to NYU for a year. Uh-huh. And then I went to Monmouth College in New Jersey for a year.
That I was developing a theory that has been immediately shot down.
Oh, what is it?
My theory was going to be that he became more important and beloved to you when you left New Jersey. Because then it becomes this sort of like nostalgic thing. But
right.
if all that was still happening, what did cause the switchover? The conversion.
Gotcha. I think I was, my brother was so into him and he was overbearing. And so being away from him for a few years, it was just like, I could just deal with the music without having to be about him.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is this? So this is one of the four that you actually grew up with.
Yeah. He's the older
brother,
one.
And then, so you're okay. So older brother, you, then what?
Then my older sister. Oh, and okay. She actually lives down the street from Springsteen now.
Nice.
Yeah, so whenever I go back there, we like go to Bruce's house and steal.
It's just so funny that, I mean, I'm sure people say this and you've said it all the time, that like,
it's so cliche.
You're literally the most connected to a cliche that a person can be.
Yes, absolutely.
That's amazing. I'm trying to think of what the equivalent of that is. For me, there's nothing.
Well, maybe yeah, like for Arizona, there's nothing. What?
There's nothing major. You know who lived in Arizona is Alice Cooper forever.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah, I know about that.
He's an Arizona
guy. He's in golfing.
And Paul McCartney.
He lived there?
Paul McCartney had a house, probably still does, a beautiful home in the foothills of Tucson. And I went to high school with a girl who was like a crazy Beatles obsessed freak.
Wow.
And at some point, I think she found out where he lived, even though no one knew.
Yeah.
And you know what? Now that I'm thinking about this as I'm saying it, I'm sure she was lying. She claimed she broke in and stole a toothbrush.
Okay. So, yeah, there was
that
people
seems now.
Who,
I'm thinking that that's, there's no way that's true.
You never know. You never know. But, yeah, it's probably not.
It seems unlikely. Because, like, yeah. They had alarm technology in those days.
Yeah. And she never, if she wasn't walking around with it, like going, hey, look what
she,
I have.
And but even if she was, it's a toothbrush. How can you prove or disprove anything?
Yeah, it's true. I could get one and say I did that.
You could. But you really could take Bruce Springsteen's toothbrush. And I encourage you to do
so. You know what? It seems like it'd be hard to get in there. We get the driveway rocks is what we take.
Good, 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 yeah. Good. And how many of those have you auctioned off on eBay?
I don't sell them, Janet. I give them away to like two Charted fans. Yeah.
That's, oh, you really do?
Yeah, right. Yeah. They cherish them. Yeah.
How many have there been?
Three like Ziploc size bags.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Does Bruce know?
I don't think so. But it's funny, like there's like a dynamic around town where people, like my brother-in-law doesn't like them. Because he's like, people go so out of their way to not notice him and to not bother him.
Right.
That there's like a palpable like sense of Bruce whenever he's around.
Uh-huh.
So like,
but
and Bruce
for sure, that's unavoidable no matter what. Like,
it
what
is.
Would
but,
they, what would he prefer? That everybody do notice him and that they just get weird gaping stares or everyone rushes him?
Right. Yeah.
There's
I think
no
it,
right thing.
There's right? no right thing. But if you were living next to it all the time, like sometimes you'd probably get fed up with it. Like he would come home and be like, I went to Dunkin' Donuts, but Bruce was double parked, so I had to like wait an extra minute for Bruce to get out of there. So it's just like he's kind of a slight inconvenience. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is he cool?
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
The times when I've been like at a restaurant or something where he was there, he was always like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he has this is awkward because now I'm getting into socioeconomics, but he has a great deal of money. Is his house ostentatious? And if so, what does your sister do?
Oh, she's married to a lawyer.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But she's a head nurse person. But,
a head nurse person.
Yeah,
sure.
Head nurse person.
That's super respectful.
The house is so big and so hidden that it's hard to even judge how big it is. Like there's like a house on the driveway, I guess, where there would be like cars or who knows what they put in there. Cars is a good guess.
But for sure there's rocks. We know that to
be
true.
Yeah, they had to replace all the rocks that get stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably that house is really big. So okay. I can only imagine how big the main house is.
Does he have a big family? You know that this is a Bruce Springsteen podcast.
This is crazy.
If I have not started talking about Bruce Springsteen's home within 20 minutes of the podcast, it's a failed episode.
God, you guys. Well, then I'm like the best guest you ever had.
A very weird coincidence.
God, good thing I happened along.
Yeah. You don't know if he has a big family?
I think he has two sons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, also, when do you decide as a rich person that even if you don't have a lot of people in your household, your house should be really big?
Good call. That's a good question.
When does that happen? And I know it doesn't happen for everyone, but it's interesting.
Yeah. Maybe they... Yeah. Why do they feel like they got to go so huge with it?
I don't know. I know someone who has started making a lot of money and is at this point like alone, is not living with a girlfriend, is not anything.
Yeah.
And he bought a house that I find cartoonishly large for one person.
Like beyond 10 rooms?
Well, it's like 3 stories.
Yeah.
And I just think, and it's not furnished yet either. So you sort of look at it and go, God, so big for you.
For one person. Yeah. Maybe that's the move, is he's trying to fill it with other people.
Oh, interesting. Maybe. I got to get to the bottom of this.
Let's go to his house. Where is he?
we can get that.
He lives around.
We should make this a traveling podcast for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got you. I've got your siblings. I've covered where this is happening in New Jersey. I love that you got into being a mod. Yep. How'd you feel about school? What was the high school that you went to like?
Oh, it was just public New Jersey high school.
Could you sing that like in a Bruce Springsteen voice?
It's a public New Jersey high school. Janice waiting on the porch. High school's got a porch.
It's real folksy.
Yeah, it's folksy Jersey.
It's real hometown, guys. It's a real hometown.
Springsteen just calls it like it is. That high school porch. What was the question?
So it was like a modest... public high school.
Yeah, modest public high school.
Was it huge? Like,
probably 1,200 kids. But I don't know, we didn't take it seriously. It was just like we knew we could get B's by doing nothing. So that's kind of what we did.
Who's we?
Just me and my crew.
What was your crew like?
Oh, boy. I've told these stories on a couple other podcasts, but... Uh-huh. We had a superhero group.
This is really good news. Listen, none of my viewers, I mean, first of all, I don't have any viewers. To be clear, you're not being secretly recorded on camera.
Okay.
None of my listeners, I don't know how many of them that don't already know you and Cool Ups Podcast. I don't know how many of them will have already heard these stories, but I bet there's a good number.
There's probably who have not some yet people heard them. Haven't, yeah. What is your audience, by the way?
It's almost exclusively Bruce Springsteen fans.
Oh,
yeah.
Poor you.
Yeah.
You have to constantly talk about Bruce.
Yeah, I do. It's tough.
Question again?
you were telling me about your superhero group, that you don't want to be too redundant.
Oh, yeah. We dressed up and we got into a couple missions, but we're basically...
You went into a couple missions?
Yeah, like we would dress up and drive around. We would drive around in my friend's car in costume, looking to like get into adventures.
I need you to really unpack all of this. So. How old is this?
How old were we?
Yeah.
17.
Okay.
So we could drive.
Did you read comics?
Yes.
And was that the kind of inspiration?
Yeah. Yeah, that was inspiration.
And what comics were you most into?
Daredevil and The Thing from Fantastic Four.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you have, like, the relationships that you had with your friends? How many guys are we talking about here?
Four altogether. Three, sometimes four.
Okay. And what, was there the sort of understanding that you loved Daredevil and Thing the thing the most, mm-hmm. and then they kind of had their couple of things.
We all had our own identities, yeah. which I'm yeah. trying to not talk about.
No, I really, but like, you know, I really need you to talk about it. All right, well, I'm there sorry. Was,
I was,
and you, by the way, you're being embarrassed about it, but like, you know that everyone thinks it's the most adorable, charming thing in the world. I mean, certainly everyone is having the reaction I'm having, which
yeah,
is,
yeah, but
on,
it is
the most like, amazing.
Yeah, it's just visiting it all, you know.
Because you're like a cool customer, you know what I mean? You're like,
I don't know, people think that. I don't, like, Cool App was surprised when we started doing Who Charted that there's all this other stuff, but I didn't know it was that well hidden, but I guess it is.
Well, but I think you're in a world of comedy where...
oh, yeah, where people put up the...
Well, yeah, but also, I mean, like, you're super, super, like, you're very sweet and goofy, but... You're a, you look and seem like a dude.
There you
among,
go.
Among like
right, yeah,
guys
no, I get
that you can imagine not kissing a girl, all due respect, till their 20s. Do you know what I mean? And I think the assumption with you now is like, he probably, you know, he got some play. he was getting some play in high school.
That's not true, though.
Well, but, that's what I'm so excited to learn.
Okay. I got you. Yeah, yeah. It's revealing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, I get that because if, yeah, the way I come off, I guess. What was the question? I keep losing these questions.
Because I'm a terrible interviewer.
No, not at all.
I was asking about kind of the different personalities of the...
Oh, okay. So I was
the characters.
I was escapee. I could escape from any situation.
Okay, what did your outfit look like?
I had like a hospital gown and a drum mallet. They were like makeshift costumes. Basically, there was no budget on these.
A hospital gown.
Yeah, like, yeah. His origin was that he escaped from a mental asylum.
Okay.
And then he got hit with a radioactive isotope, so now he could escape from anything.
What kind of drum? A drum mallet?
Well, I just had this drum mallet from my high school. So that I had so
just
that,
and what's a I'm I apologize
oh like
what's
a bass
drum?
You hit a bass
okay,
drum with
so,
it with
so
your
it's
hand
not connected it's if you were in a marching band
right yeah like pre
mallet
drum sets.
Mallet seems like a really scary word for what you're talking about.
Drum mallet, what does it sound like?
It sounds like a mallet, like a hammer.
Oh, I see. Oh,
and
like a weapon.
Made it adorable again, so thank yeah. God for that.
But I now thinking back on that, I have no good reason for why he would have that as that character, but it was just something to hold, I guess.
Okay. Even better.
Yeah.
And what were your friends?
Heroic Imp. He was the hero of the children. And
creepy?
Yeah.
What did he dress like?
Just like superhero-y.
Like a brightly colored spandex thing with a cape?
I can't exactly remember, but yeah. No. It was probably like a blazer with the sleeves rolled up or something.
Oh, superhero.
Yeah, yeah, superhero look.
Got it.
And then...
The Heroic Imp?
Heroic Imp, and then okay. Carnage. He just caused a lot of carnage.
Uh-huh.
And...
What was he wearing? No, you know what? I'm going to guess.
Yeah, guess.
A butcher's coat.
B?
Overalls.
I'll give you multiple choice. C?
Butcher's coat, overalls, like a jumpsuit.
All these are clues. They're all kind of clues.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
A mechanic. A bowling shirt.
Ooh, that's close. It was a bathrobe. But they were like...
None of those were close.
They were all stuff you get at a thrift store.
All of mine were great ideas for superhero
outfits.
Yeah,
that should be a whole other crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
the
maybe
mechanic,
there's a young crew.
Number one.
Yeah, mechanic.
The butcher.
Butcher.
Not to be confused with Carnage, clearly.
No. Butchage.
A bathrobe? What?
It was available, probably. We were at one of our houses, and that's what was there. So.
But you kept these, and you didn't ever soup them up. You
Not
did
really.
This more than once.
Well, after we graduated high school, the group never did another adventure, so...
He had a couple of missions, and
yeah.
So what you so you said you would drive around and look for like a skerfuffle, if you will.
Yep, skerfuffle. Yep, pretty much. That's
and
exactly
just
it.
And try to save someone.
Well,
how'd that go.
We would we saw some guys from our high school bothering kids on the lawn of Friendly's. It was this like ice cream place. So we pulled up and like broke it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you break it up by causing them to laugh so hard that they stopped bothering the children?
Kind of, yeah. They were like, what's going on? And then they saw that it was us. And then they're like, well, what? But it gave the kids, yeah, a chance to run away. So,
but let me ask you this, and feel free to tell me if I am, I'd like to start asking some questions that you haven't already been asked about this.
Okay.
Do you remember the moment in any way? I wouldn't, because I have very poor memory for certain things. When you had the idea.
Like, what, to do what a superhero group?
Yeah, like, guys!
Yeah, like, well, this needs to be in our lives right now.
Were you discussing comics? Like,
probably. It probably just, yeah.
Like, I wish life were real, more like comic books.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if Spider-Man was right up
uh-huh,
there?
Uh-huh.
We used to drive into New York City for like class trips and stuff, and you'd think you were going to see them because
sure,
they're all like in the metropolis.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's something that you kind of bury your head in, I can completely imagine that mm-hmm. a trip to New York
yeah, you
would
get
be like, I think if I just look hard enough,
yeah,
I could get a glimpse.
There's Spidey.
Yeah. What kind of class did you guys go to museums and stuff? Or like, that's
yeah,
so
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
I wish I
yeah.
had access to that.
Oh yeah, where would you go on a class trip?
I mean, we had stuff. We would go. That we well, first of all,
Grand Canyon. Oh, good.
What?
Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon was too far from my high school, but not too far from my college, and we did go to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, okay.
For a photography class. And my first night, I think I've told the story before, but my first night at Northern Arizona University, my freshman year, I did not spend the night in my dorm room. I spent it stoned, watching the sun come up at the Grand Canyon, having watched Pink Floyd's The Wall at
Whoa.
The student theater. It's like the
Whoa.
Most perfect
yeah.
experience.
God, that's perfect.
Yeah, it was great.
That was when?
My freshman year of college.
Jeez, you've been chasing that ever since.
I will say that there weren't that many nights that were, that could be, you know, more perfect than that.
Right. On paper.
On paper.
Maybe I'll achieve some other kind of magical.
Yeah. Thing. But there were a lot of those experiences at that school anyway, because it was.
What school?
NAU, Northern Arizona University. It's just like right, it's pretty close to the base of the Grand Canyon. And mm-hmm. it's in between Sedona and the Grand Canyon. So you can drive south and be in Red Rock Country or like Oak Creek Canyon, which is just gorgeous, gorgeous. And then the Grand Canyon's amazing. And so I did have a lot of kind of like nighttime marijuana adventures.
Desert.
Yeah, but it's like a hot, it's like forest up there. It's the forest.
Oh, so it's not super hot all the time?
No, not at all. It snows a bunch up there.
Oh, okay. Wow. Because when you tell people Arizona, I bet they think like scorching
hot. Yeah, that's just that's the bottom half of Arizona. The top half is actually more like Colorado, kind of.
Oh, nice.
Well, it's really nice.
Yeah, I was going to really say, nice. Like, because like Phoenix, the parts I've been to, it's like, I need some, yeah,
yeah
I need like, yeah.
I don't like it.
Water.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Speaking of smoking pot and having adventures,
do you have some?
I know. You'd think that we would smoked some before this started. I'm so giggly, but
yeah.
Is that something that you got into when you were in high school?
It was like impossible to get, and didn't know that much about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Anything? Any drugs?
It was mostly just you would try to get like just somebody to buy liquor at the liquor store.
Yeah.
It wasn't like pot was like a real occasional.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, probably because it was East Coast or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so. God, I know. I lived in the city closest to the border of Mexico, so drugs were not
They're
difficult to
come
by at all.
Let's stop at Janet's on this run.
Yeah, well, it was a real drop-off point for
yeah,
a lot of...
Yeah, you're like the connection. Yeah, so yeah, I didn't try it mostly till college. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you were a pretty good kid. Or were you getting, and I mean, when you weren't saving people, it doesn't sound like you were out, like, knocking mailboxes over with your...
Yeah, I was doing that, too.
You were a prankster?
I was a vandal, yeah.
Do you feel like, you know, when kids vandalize stuff at schools, I think that the cliche amongst adults is that it's anger-based. You know what I mean? Don't you feel
yep.
like in movies and books, it's
yep.
always like, what are you so angry about?
Right.
But what I remember about the trouble I got into is I don't remember feeling angry at all. I just remember feeling like it made me laugh.
Like it was just funny to do it?
Yeah.
Because it was like, because you weren't supposed to do it?
I guess.
Yeah.
Just, and a lot of it just seemed silly. I mean, I guess I wasn't doing anything extreme.
Right.
But your friend and mine, April Richardson, was really big into TPing. But she called it rolling. And I remember when she did the podcast, I started laughing because I was like, don't try to make it sound like so tough.
Right, right.
It sounds like, dude, we rolled so many houses. We rolled them. What does that mean? Uh-huh. We put toilet, like we would string toilet paper.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not fooling anyone.
It was really time intensive and nobody really got that freaked out.
They were big projects, these big projects.
Wow, Atlanta's pretty tough.
Pretty tough.
Yeah.
Did you TP houses? Like, what was the vandalism?
Maybe there was more anger involved in these.
Okay.
It wasn't like, we threw like snowballs at cars, threw eggs at cars.
Oh, you threw eggs at?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of sucks, huh?
Me and my friend would cut the hood ornaments off cars.
Okay. Did you keep them? You did?
I kept them in my Lego box.
It seems crazy to me that you had all of these in your Lego box and yet you never incorporated any of them into a superhero costume.
You're right. Yeah, I should have built that.
There's many things that adult Janet, if she went back and visited teenage Howard, I would have been like...
You'd been
your fairy godmother making Cinderella a beautiful dress. Well,
thank you. Yeah. Even thinking about it now, it's nice to have you there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So what about girls?
Girls?
Yeah. You said that you weren't Mr.
I was too, we didn't do any drugs, me and my friends, but everybody thought we were on them. We were pretty, stuck in our heads. So I didn't really have, I couldn't get it together enough for a girlfriend until, 17, 18.
You couldn't did you have crushes on girls?
Yeah, but I was just, too nervous.
What else were you into besides comics? Like, did you watch a lot of TV? Did you go to movies and music?
Being in bands and stuff.
Oh, you were in bands?
Yeah.
What did you play? Did I know
that? I played guitar. I don't know. I played guitar and then bass and sang.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
Not really. I couldn't sing and play at the same time back then.
What did you do most out of those three things between bass guitar and?
I sang the most, and then for just as long a period, I was the bass player.
When did you start getting into bands?
That was really young, 12.
Really?
Yeah.
This is post. Were you also in the high school band?
No, I never was in the high school band. Oh, I think I stole the drum. No,
I see.
Yeah,
I see. You could see where my confusion came from.
Yeah.
This
has been misleading.
So you started playing, when did you start playing guitar? Was that that must have been the first thing you learned before bass?
Yeah, all that. Yeah, the other guitarists in the band were better than me, so that's why I switched to bass.
That's what happened to me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You were in bands?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But not until I was in, I played guitar when I was in high school and college, and then post-college is when I started being in bands.
Like a rock band. Like what kind? Gothy?
Oh, what kind of bands were they? No, by the time I was in my early 20s, it was more just kind of...
Lady Rock?
I guess. I mean, I wanted to be Chrissy Hynde.
Oh, okay, that's cool. You.
It was tough. I wanted like Chrissy, like Pretenders Rock.
That's cool.
What were your bands like? They must have run the gamut it's from 12 all the way up.
Yeah, because we started classic rock, mm-hmm. then it became the Clash and the Jam and.
Did you have a consistent, band with the same guys?
Yeah, for most of the time it was the same guys. Then it was down to me and one other guy, and then for a while and beyond, yeah.
So are those the same guys that, are we talking about the Heroic Imp?
Yeah, it was a Heroic Imp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my friend Lee.
For a second, I was imagining a kind of separate group of friends that were your band friends that you were in the band with, but no, this is all.
It's kind of the same crew, and then, some of the band guys dropped off before the superhero group got started.
What were the name, what did you change names of your band, or was it always the same?
We had weird names. A snapping box, must readjust.
Hold on, hold on. Nope, 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 nope. You were going to come out with these much slower. Let me revel in each one. A snapping box?
Yeah. You really want to hear this one?
Yeah, that's what this podcast is. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm still like ruminating with a snapping box. Okay, I'm ready.
It's not suitable for podcast or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to this flea market called English Town to like buy guitars and stuff like that and sell stuff. And there was a guy there, who had a van, and he used to sell all kinds of musical equipment. And then he started busting out these old 8x10s of like starlets from the 40s and 50s. And he would say, like, I had sex with this one, I had sex with this one. And then there was some old starlet, and he's like, she had a snapping box. Yeah,
you don't have a choice. You have to name your band that. I completely get it.
Yeah, we got obsessed with the fact that he told us that because we were like teenagers.
No, that would be your inside joke forever, and then you would realize you could make that inside joke live on by making it your band name.
Yeah.
Completely understand. What was the next one?
Well, I think that was the best one. Must readjust, we were called.
Must readjust.
We had a very social conscious kind of message.
Uh-huh.
Socio-
That's when you were into The Clash.
Geopolitical.
Clearly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
must readjust. Must That's readjust. Pretty good, too.
Yeah. Whistleblowing.
Too literal.
Too literal. Yeah, it's weird. Warrior was our classic rock cover band.
That's fun.
Yeah, Warrior.
What's the order of this?
What order did they come in?
Well, yeah, like which was like was a snapping box?
Warriors first.
Warrior.
Then I think must readjust. Then
and
a
when
snapping
do
box.
You decide to change the band name?
I guess we get tired of a certain style. Some new band comes out. Oh, Violent Femmes. We want to be more like them. They're cool. So
wait. So when would Violent Femmes have come in? Now, let me think about this for a second. Snapping.
I don't
box.
Do years. I always forget.
No. I don't care about the year part. I'm just thinking about what you would be called for that. Clearly not Warrior. Clearly not Must Readjust. That like, no, there's nothing socially conscious about it. So to me, that's a snapping box.
There
snap
you go.
Snapping box is like
you've got good like
blister
musical
in the sun.
Detective logic.
Thanks, I do. Do you have any? Are there any musical crimes that you need me to?
Ooh,
any. Can you think about one?
That new Iggy Azalea. I don't like
that. Uh huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I can solve something that's just like a thing that shouldn't be around. Or
oh, okay.
I'll let you think about it. You might come up with some good musical crimes that I have to sleuth.
I probably lent out CDs that never came back.
Okay.
Do you want to track those down?
Happily. It probably won't take that much effort if you could just tell me who you lent them to.
Well, yeah.
And you but I will be your repo man.
And they're like, oh, that's over there in the corner. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Hey, what about you? Your bands? What were yours called?
Oh God, the only two that I can remember were Blood Orange, which, by the way, is
whoa,
now a
that,
band.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
wow.
And Mind
guys
the
were
Gap,
ahead of your time.
Which I'm sure was like a huge
the
like,
gap.
Mind the Gap because
oh, Mind the Gap.
Our bassist was British.
Oh wow,
and that was like a big
yeah,
that's, like,
Mind
thing
the Gap
that we would never hear or think about in the States
because of the tubes.
Mm-hmm, because
yeah,
of
yeah.
the tubes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really clearly maximized our British bassist to the max.
Yeah, you're like, hey, we got a British guy. We're going. That does seem like a name of a band that would be like a present band.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, because they have like,
I'm
sure names
there
are
is.
Like more like phrases now.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure there is. There probably were 1,000 Mind the Gaps.
Mind
back
the
then
Gap.
Too.
Out but, of yeah. Tucson. We're out of Tucson. Mind the Gap.
Yeah. See, you get it.
Yeah,
you get it big time.
Ministry was like that, I think. Weren't they like from Chicago, but they had like British accents or something?
Are they really American? I really thought they were British.
They probably are.
I don't know. But you know what, you could be totally right, because although in general I've said this before, but I really knew more about bands mm-hmm. that I loved than I do now about bands that I love. Like names don't even stick with me anymore. Like, even right. the bands that I love listening to, someone's like, who's the front person on that? And I honestly am like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, it's not an adult piece of information.
But I don't know if that's true. I feel like there are, like, I feel like David Cross knows everything about everything with bands in a way that I used to. Like he makes it because he has a passion for it.
Maybe I don't know if he still does. Maybe
I know. I'm referencing David Cross of like 8 years ago. Yeah, to be honest with you.
But actually, it's funny because I saw White Stripes. I didn't know who they were and never heard of them. And it was David Cross was there at the Satellite. He was. He had his nose to the grindstone.
He's got. He would really. Like he was one of the first comedians that I remember. It's good, right? Yeah, that toasted taste.
Yeah, exactly.
Where we're drinking this roasted green tea, and I love that it's roasted. I feel like it tastes so much better than regular green tea.
It does. And usually I don't like dark roasted stuff that much. This is great.
Yeah.
Where do you get it?
You need it almost anywhere now. Used to be you couldn't, but now I feel like you can get it at any grocery store up to and including the Gelson's down the street.
Boy. Ocha, ocha.
Oi, oi, ocha, cha, cha. I wish. But how do you feel about Japan? I'm dying to go. Never been.
I'd love to go. The food's great.
Right?
Yeah. I don't like the whaling they do and the dolphin stuff, but I guess every country has things they shouldn't be doing.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Let's spend the rest of this podcast talking politically about what countries are doing wrong.
Then you got China.
Don't get me started on China.
China.
You didn't like, you weren't into movies who charted.
What do you mean?
You weren't like the guy who gets excited about like movies and
television. No, I think most of them are they're problematic.
Yeah, but yeah. You felt that then? Oh, yeah, because you were like a comic book guy.
Oh, back in the day, you mean?
That didn't make sense because everyone knows.
Oh, no, I never was like, I pulled out of the comic book thing. Not that I think it's bad or anything. It's just like I couldn't sustain it. Yeah. I couldn't like sustain that level of fanboy where I'm just into every next new thing that somebody created.
Do you ever just pick one up at random now and go, oh, what's this?
I've tried, but yeah, it doesn't take. It's like I don't know. Maybe it'll come back. Maybe the urge will come back. I always used to get confused reading them because I'm like, should I be looking at the picture or read the words?
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I got into that debate in my mind at almost every panel that would come by. It just became like...
That's a lot of work. That's anxiety.
Yeah. I think it's because we would buy the comics like on the same day and then we would all race to read them. And I think sometimes we were just like racing to read them as fast as possible so that the other person wouldn't get to like the next comic before you would.
Yeah.
So it just became like peer pressure and stress.
Did you guys ever have... I always have to ask this question about the straight guy that I'm getting this opportunity to podcast for just the summer.
Right. Wait, you are?
Yeah, I only do boys in the summer. That's why I've never asked.
Oh, yeah, because somebody was like, I think that podcast is just for ladies.
Yeah, I only interview women. And then this summer I did Boys of Summer, but in honor of you, Boys of Summer.
Oh, God. God, I didn't know that. Thank you so much.
So when
did you start with guys? Like in June or July?
Uh-huh, in June.
Wow. So it's going to be June, July, August?
I think so. I mean, it's tough because there are a handful left that I said that I would podcast that I haven't gotten to yet, and I'm going to be gone a lot of the month. But it's like cheating if you start rolling out into fall.
Yeah, but you could save them for next year.
I could.
Yeah, if it's something you want to do again, Janet.
I think I definitely will. And this talk has really helped. No, but the question is, when I was in high school, I was friends with a few guys who were like really guys, and I'm sorry to keep using that as this sort of blanket statement as if everybody's just this or that, but I was also friends with sort of like emo guys who probably wrote their feelings down in a journal more often even than I did.
Right.
And I had a lot of gay guy friends. And so there was a lot of talk about our feelings.
Okay.
And then I had guys who would not touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Right.
I certainly peg you as someone who would not touch that with a 10-foot pole. But now everything's been shaken up. So I'm imagining you with your guy friends that also put on superhero outfits and wondering if you got into like the why of it all, like talking about your feelings.
Yeah, that's like, the music was like emo, but that's like before they called it emo. Yeah, but it was that yearning teen angsty kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it break down to, I mean, were these the kind of friends that you could say, like, dude, I got the crush on this girl. You know, I can't say anything to her. That's just not who I am. Like, would you ever kind of like confide in that way? Or were those feelings that all just kind of stayed to yourself?
That's like funny. I never had to like think about it or answer before. It seems like we would just tell each other that stuff. Yeah.
Are you guys still close?
No.
Not at all?
No.
You're not in touch with any of them?
A little bit.
Like on Facebook?
No. Well, yeah, a little bit like that. A little bit. Yeah, there was like a falling out and the whole thing ended.
Oh, there was a falling out.
Yeah.
What happened?
I'm not exactly sure.
When did the falling out happen? Don't have to give me years. Did you
college.
All go to the same... So, okay. Did you all go to NYU?
No. We tried to like go to schools that were nearby each other to keep the band going. And then I think it just became too much stress.
How many gigs were you guys playing as towards the end?
Not a ton. Because we were always looking for a drummer. It was always like, we're always in a state of trying to find that like solid, solid lineup.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
But it was important enough that you thought like this was going to be a priority even through college.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't seem like there was anything else possible except comedy. We were like, if we don't make it as a band, we got to become comedians.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't even ask you when that came into play for you.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, you must have been a fan of comedy then by then, too. Like,
yeah.
Saturday Night Live or what?
Yeah, Saturday Night Live and SCTV a lot. So by that time, we knew that we were funny. People would always say we're funny.
Okay.
And we weren't doing that many gigs. So, I don't know. It was just a joke. I remember one time. It was like, if the band doesn't make it, we got to become comedians. And then in my sophomore year, my friend was going to Carnage, was going to Columbia. And I was in a dorm room in Columbia, and I thought, oh, God, like, I have to become a comedian now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then I started, like, looking for places to do comedy.
Well, so you're telling me that you haven't...
Is this what you do with everyone? You, like, interview them about their teen history?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I don't know.
No, it's okay.
Okay, yeah, because people come on Who Charted all the time, and they don't know what it's about. Which I don't think is so bad because
I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I knew that it. I
you
feel
know
like
the
it
basic
was,
gist, yeah.
But
yeah.
I didn't know anything coming in. I think that there's, for the most part, I feel like people understand. And it's funny because I just did a Nerdist podcast panel at Comic-Con with like Matt and Jonah and a bunch of people who were on the Nerdist Network. And at one point, I think Jonah and or Matt, somebody said, like, oh, by the way, you know, we all don't listen to each other's podcasts. Some of us are just finding out now what each other's podcasts
exactly,
are.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like a universal truth. I don't think that many people who have podcasts in LA listen to each other's. For one thing, we can just hang out with those people.
Right.
It
doesn't sound like anything more than a casual conversation sometimes. So it's like,
yeah.
It's like you said, like I'll just have one of those at the bar tonight or
yeah.
at the club.
Or you don't want to like accidentally start sounding like someone else's podcast or I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the only podcast that I listen to are like Radiolab and This American Life. I mean, they're just so far away from.
Right. They're a whole different thing.
My peer group.
Right.
So it's totally okay that you don't know. Okay. And I don't think I told you either. So that's on me because I didn't say, here's what my podcast is, Howard. I was just like,
true.
I'm doing it.
But I mean, yeah, but that's not on you either. Like if I don't tell people like, oh, here's what Who Charted it is.
Yeah. So we're both, I don't know what's wrong. We both feel bad about something. Why don't
no, we're do? Like, I think we're great. I think we've got to the bottom of
I
it.
I think we did too.
Yeah.
But yes, this is, it would be very interesting if this is not at all what I talked about. And I just really lit in on you. I became fascinated from the very beginning.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, she's just doing this.
She's
with
just
me.
Really, this is just like a super creepy way to try to get to know a guy. Like,
yeah.
I just want to know everything about you.
Yeah.
I want to cut straight to the middle of the relationship and just know your parents' names
right.
and the whole thing. That's
yeah.
how. That's my
yeah,
MO.
Let's hear about how you became you.
Yeah, that's yeah. my MO. Okay, you don't know that these things are coming either, but as we get closer to the end of the podcast, I bring some childlike junior high slash high school-y silliness into it.
I love that.
So I'm going to have you answer. Then you'll love how we finish the podcast. Right, guys? They can't answer.
Oh, hey, guys.
Okay, so pick a color.
Wow. These are my, okay, those are primary colors as well, except for pink. That's probably not. I just saw a kiwi, so I'm going to pick green.
Okay, and I'm going to do kiwi because you said kiwi. K-I-W-I. Doesn't matter.
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Pick another one.
What's that one?
I don't know. Oh, that's a backwards 2, I think. 1, 2. I didn't make this.
Okay, keep picking.
Who did was, yeah, one more.
2 again.
Okay, 2. So the question for 2 is, what are oh, this is a good one.
Okay.
What are, by the way, Victoria, who made this, I'm not saying that some of them are bad.
Wait, is that, is this like from a fan, this one?
Yeah, it was a fan who became a friend who became the person who handles like the JV Club Twitter account. And she made these for me because I didn't know how, and I didn't know what they were called. I was like, can someone tell me how to make those things where, you know, there's a thing and you're like, nah, nah, nah.
Yeah,
nah,
yeah.
Nah.
What is it called?
Well, some people call it a fortune teller and some people call it a cootie catcher. And on the podcast, we discovered recently that it was called a cootie catcher because you would pretend to put, you would draw cooties on one and leave it blank on the other. And you would pretend like you were catching cooties in someone's hair. You'd be like, see, there's no cooties now. And then you would catch it. And then you'd flip to the other one and be like, see, I got all the cooties.
Oh, okay.
But that has nothing to do with this one, which I'll repeat because memory serves. You forget the question.
Right.
What are 3 differences, for better or worse, from your teenage self?
3 differences?
Mm-hmm. Now, you get a lot of tail.
Mm-mm. Let me pick the answer. differences. I don't have a mohawk. I used to have a mohawk.
Oh, yeah.
That's a difference.
I kind of wish I still had a mohawk.
You had one?
No. I'm sorry. Oh. I did have the sides of my head shaved.
Okay.
But I never put them up into mohawk. But I dated 2 different guys who had mohawks.
Right on.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had that like rock and roll past about you.
I did.
It's a whole other dimension.
Yeah.
Second thing that's different. What do people usually answer on this?
That's not a question that comes up very often. But you know, is it like?
Oh.
Yeah, are you socially better and blah, blah, blah? Or like, do you...
Oh, good call.
Are you closer to your family? Or are you less close? Are you, you know?
Oh, okay. I'm better socially, probably, for like when I'm concentrating on doing it right.
Do you feel like stand-up contributed to that? Just kind of having to, like, being in a place where you need to sort of be able to...
Probably. But I do think, like, being a stand-up is kind of like talking to yourself. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not... Like a dialogue, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So it lends to like hermit behavior sometimes. Mm-hmm. But, and then, let's see. I don't live on the East Coast. I live on the West Coast. I've relocated.
Very revealing.
Yeah,
it's good. That's fair. Listen, those things are true. Mm-hmm. And now the final element of the podcast. We're going to play a game of MASH. If you don't remember what this is or you've never known, I can't explain it to you right now because these poor listeners have heard me explain it 1 too many times.
Okay, yeah, I know how you feel on that. I've explained, yeah.
So, and I could pause it. Frankly, I'm just too lazy.
Okay.
So, first I want you to give me...
Is this like Mad Libs?
It's kind of... Oh, God damn you. Hold on. All right, guys, we did it. I explained what MASH is.
Hey, it's like a post I know what MASH is world.
It is,
like,
right?
Yeah,
it looks different, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first, those were the old cliche categories I just told you. I like to tailor the MASH game to what we talked about. So number one, give me 3, a band, living or dead, existing or non-existing, from any period of time, you can be in that band. Like at the snap of a finger.
Is this what I want now or what I would want when I was a teenager?
Totally up to you.
Oh, okay. I could be in a band right now.
Mm-hmm.
1D.
Great.
They are having fun, those guys. Oh, what's next?
Yeah, you got Yumi 3.
Oh, okay. Who's having more fun than One Direction? Maybe, oh, 5 Seconds of Summer. They're in the newest boy band.
Amazing. Great.
And then maybe I'll go for clout, and I would be, I'd be in, oh, a fun rap band to be in now would be Odd Future.
Okay.
I picked all like the...
You went contempt.
Contempt, yeah.
Okay. Next is going to be you have 3 superpowers.
3 superpowers?
Pick 3 superpowers. You'll end up with 1.
Invisibility.
Mm-hmm.
Super speed.
Mm-hmm.
And time travel or turn back time or whatever.
Great. Thanks for turning it into the Cher song. next is tomorrow you wake up and you have a skill, like a real life skill that you didn't have to practice to become great at. Could be like a sport, could be martial art, could be an instrument.
That's real good. Okay. I'm trilingual.
Great. What do you think the other 2 languages would be?
Oh, Portuguese.
Oh, nice.
And... Spanish, because it's useful.
Great.
Oh, I'm like, what would be called? Acrobatic.
Great.
And, I don't know. Give me, what are like some other ones?
Let's see. You could, if you could, be like just an amazing basketball player.
Oh, there you go.
You could play, the piano.
Oh, yeah. Those are good. Oh, I could use all the music software, like all of it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's really good.
Yeah.
That might be maybe the best answer I've ever gotten for
really?
A skill you have tomorrow. That's good.
Because you know the frustration yes. of learning it all, right?
God, you could like to know that now I could be my own entire band, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yet I'm still just as far away. Like anytime I think I would want to do something like that, I'd basically have to call Mike Furman.
Yeah.
And I have like, to call. You know all the stuff I don't know.
But you know what? And I've talked about this a little bit. Like it's kind of a good thing because... Otherwise, you're Prince and you're making the stuff all by yourself and you just become a reclusive freak.
That's true.
Bouncing it off of somebody is a really good
that's
thing.
That's true. That is good.
Yeah.
All right. But I still think that that's a just a fantastic answer.
It would be
answer.
Great because I get so like so the great. Learning curve is yeah. like, awful.
Yeah. All right. Next, you have a vacation home.
Ooh.
Anywhere in the world. 3.
French Polynesia. Turks and Caicos. And Galapagos Islands.
Meanwhile, all of the environmentalists who listen to the podcast are like, there are enough people stepping on all of the coral. And
too bad,
we'll
listeners.
We'll put you on an area that is already developed by humans.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, next is modes of transport. That are not conventional that enable you to get around, but not like super speed because we already covered that. So it might have to be more like you zip line everywhere or
oh.
you ski everywhere.
Okay.
Or you,
right? How about log flume?
Love it.
Yeah.
Couldn't love it more.
If they made areas of town where you could actually travel that way.
I agree.
It would be great. But,
I couldn't agree
but
more.
I think that stuff is actually coming, like, not that soon, but soon, because they're already starting to make cities where all the green parts are connected and you can only use bikes or walk to get to them.
Yeah.
I think people are going to start to figure out, like, there's these cities going to be way more livable.
Sure.
Yeah.
Starting with flumes. Couldn't agree more. okay, log flume, 2 more. And good luck topping that because that's genius.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I guess Yeah, hovercraft.
Sure, sure.
And beam, you know, like Star Trek, beam.
Yeah, beaming. I feel like I've been through this before where I'm not sure there's like a word for that. That's like official. That's beaming.
Beaming. Teleportation.
Yeah. I mean, sure. Okay. Next one will be, I'm doing food. Three foods that you can have access to. No physical ramifications. Could be something specific that you've had once that you wish you could, you know, that was like, I was in Greece and I had this one, and I think about it all the time. Or it could just be like, I love donuts. Give me donuts.
Okay.
Three.
All right. This is good. Sorry.
Like I melted your brain because it was such a good...
Well, I started thinking of food and getting hungry, and then that like triggered a, like...
Are you going to make me name you some foods?
Yeah. Well, I'm just like, I'm trying to think of like recipes that I can't access because it's like the restaurant is too far away.
You like sushi. I know that.
Yeah, but I haven't been eating fish, really.
Okay. Well, but that's what the point of this is.
Oh, what?
There's no physical ramifications. So if you wanted to eat tuna...
Steak.
Raw tuna and crispy, right? You know what I mean?
Right. Like, there you go. Okay. Steak. Lobster and just whatever. Dragon rolls.
Great. Great. Okay. You have to wear a dramatically different hairstyle than the one you
that
have now.
That sounds like you just made that up.
I did, for sure.
Oh, okay.
These are all off the cuff.
Dramatically different hairstyle?
The mohawk thing is what reminded me. Like in imaginary MASH future for like a year, you have a drastically different haircut than you do three.
All right. It's in that envelope.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
But are you gonna?
Yeah, because I gotta take a picture of this anyway, so I can put it up on the website. Right. Wonderful. Okay.
I look like Fabio.
So just like a beautiful, like, wavy.
Yeah, like Tarzan. Tarzan look.
Tarzan, I've got that.
I'm not a teen in there, but kind of close. So
it'll work.
Okay.
Also, we need to have a discussion about the fact that by this time you already had a headshot. But anyway,
uh-oh.
Okay. Tarzan.
We'll take so.
What else?
Oh, Tarzan. I would go with, I guess, I don't know, a pompadour.
Great.
And
you could work that.
Yeah, that might be cool. And what else is there? A Bieber? I mean,
a giant fro, a mohawk.
Oh, fro would be cool. Yeah, yeah, I'd like to have a fro.
I know, I would too. Okay, great. And then your last one is three women could be for
yeah. You don't have
books,
to look at that
characters.
You could turn that away.
No, we're not going to put that.
We got to hide it.
Got to take a picture of it. Three gals. So it could be, you know, Alyssa Milano from Who's the Boss. If you're going with people you had a crush on when you were in high school, it could be
three.
It could be, you know, Jean Stark. Jean. Fuck.
Jean Stark.
Jean Grey.
I just
put two people together.
Tony Stark, yeah. Jean Stark.
I did.
Like what? To be girlfriends?
Yeah,
kind
like
of thing?
your sweet, sweet love.
Oh, okay.
Or just a roll in the hay, it really doesn't matter.
All right, I'll pick like classic ones like Raquel Welch.
Great. She still got it. Let me assure anyone who's worried about her legacy of sexiness from the 60s.
Yeah.
People are just as excited about her in the 60s now as they were in the 60s.
They're right. Yeah.
She still comes up all the time.
Right. It's like such a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Staying power.
Yeah.
Give me like a Charlie's Angels like.
Right.
Maybe Cheryl Teagues.
Okay.
I could have said the other one. I can't remember her name.
I got her. I got Cheryl Teagues.
Okay. No, I should have been
Jacqueline
Cheryl.
Smith?
Wait, Cheryl Teagues
was. Oh, yeah, she was a model.
Yeah.
Cheryl.
The other one.
Cheryl Angel.
Cheryl's Angels.
Great. And then what's your last one?
Clooney's fiance. No.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, she's a beautiful model with long
hair.
Human rights lawyer.
I see. So opposite of what I just said.
Kind of.
Great.
April from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Wonderful.
I want you to go comic book for that. Okay. And I did.
Love it. Okay.
That Matterhorn poster is fantastic.
Thank you. I'm fond of it myself. Okay, tell me when to stop.
Oh. Stop.
Okay. I'm pausing this. I'm going to do this real quick, and
then
I'll come back.
What do you have to go do it somewhere secret?
I got to do a process of elimination. I'm not going anywhere, but I am going to pause it because I don't want to put these guys through it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to come back with your 100% guaranteed future.
It takes
future.
A long thing?
Shan't be long.
Okay.
Shan't be. Okay. Right. Listen, you got some great stuff to look forward to.
I got it. Has anyone ever commented on like the fervency, the way you grade the papers?
I mean it.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste anybody's time.
This is like, it seems like high stakes.
I got to get into it. Yeah. I got to get it. Oh, it's very high stakes. Yeah, it's very high stakes.
Yeah. Like you're checking to see who's going to like win an organ or something.
Yeah. And the winner of the kidney. Listen, I don't know where to start with this. I want to say, first of all, that right as I was determining this, you said it. So I'm just going to pull the Band-Aid off fast and say, unfortunately, yes, as much as you might regret saying it, you can eat as much steak as you want.
Oh, damn it.
Whenever you want.
Now I'm going to get all
snap
bloated
your
with
fingers.
Dead
no,
meat.
There's no repercussions.
But where does it come from? It's from a lab?
It's magic.
Magic steak?
Yeah.
All right. That's if it's magic steak, I guess
there's
I'll eat it.
There's nothing bad about it in this world. Magic steak.
All right.
So congratulations on your magic steak. I don't know if that's something that you're eating very often at your apartment. You did not get a mansion shack or a house. You got an apartment.
Wait, I never picked a house.
I know, because that's
what
MASH is. M-A-S-H.
Oh.
Turks and Caicos. I don't know why it's an apartment, but
maybe it's right above
a steak restaurant.
Could be
on the water,
surf and turf.
Sure. Maybe it's the best steak you've ever had that's come from some other time and place, because you have the ability, my dear man, of time travel.
Whoa! So yeah. I could be in like Turks and Caicos 2025.
By all means.
Wow.
By all means.
Wow. I went 12 to 11 years ahead.
Yeah, you really did.
Really use that thing.
You really did. And you also this. Not only are you traveling the speed of time, I guess, but also you can beam yourself to anywhere at any given
ooh,
time.
Ooh, that's pretty great.
So not only can you travel in time, you can travel to a certain time and then beam all over the world.
That's like, pretty
so
amazing.
Fast.
Like I have the ability to go anywhere
at
in
any time,
location or time instantly.
Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty like the best thing ever.
And remember how you were disappointed about steak? Jackass.
God,
I want to, and you know what else doesn't slow you down?
What?
Your giant fro.
Oh, wow.
Your giant fro does not slow you down.
But what, can I go to like, is it cool in every time period?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
You're going to make it cool.
Yeah.
You're also very acrobatic. So
you could backflip
into the future. That's not the same as Back to the Future.
I was going
to
say, that sounds like an awesome movie. Backflip into the future.
It's the next sequel from that series.
I think you could sell that, actually.
I think I probably will.
Acrobatic Back to the Future.
Now, the only thing that leaves is that you ended up with the beautiful April from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, that's good. She's got a big movie coming out.
Your other love, your family. The boys of One Direction.
Oh. I take them all throughout time with me. Wow.
Yeah, you guys are going to be writing some pretty amazing songs together.
Shit. I should have picked a better band.
I think you did great. I think this was a joy.
Yeah, thank you.
And a
you
pleasure.
Too.
I thank you so much, Howard, for doing the podcast.
Thank you.
Hopefully we've made enough. We've surreptitiously dropped the name of Who Charted enough that people know that that's your podcast.
Oh, yeah. I hope they'll tune into that.
I feel sure they will. Should I direct them to any Dragon Boy Suede stuff?
Oh, you can go to howardkramer.bandcamp.com. I just put out a new album, and all my albums are on there. And they're also on iTunes. iTunes, Howard Kramer. K-R-E-M-E-R. K-R-E-M-E-R.
Correct.
Yeah.
I wasn't a test. I acted like you were in a spelling bee for your own name.
It felt like...
That's correct, Howard.
At the end, I was just ready to take that positive reinforcement. Yeah. Yeah.
There's only one thing left, and that is the insistence that I have that every Boys of Summer episode, and I admit that I did miss one, end with a snippet of Don Henley's Boys of Summer.
Oh, boy.
As sung... Ideally by my guest.
Oh, boy.
I want to encourage you to sing it like Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
But I don't want you to feel any pressure to do so.
I will. But can I say a thing before I start?
Yeah.
I don't approve of this song as a summer song because it's about summer ending.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of lament. Like, it sounds like he didn't have enough of a summer. So now it's like, it's all just about regret and loss.
Right.
So, I just wanted to say that. A lot of people tweet me that thinking that maybe I like the song. So I realized I didn't need to share any of that.
No, I appreciate it. But what I want to submit to you is that makes it all the more relevant to my podcast because I will miss my Boys of Summer when the Boys of Summer have gone.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad that I will be missed. Thank you.
Yeah. And whatever snippet of it you want, you start anywhere. It's all on you.
Okay. Is it all right if I get, like, I don't know it exactly?
Yeah, no, it's even better if you don't.
All right.
Because I like to say I've never bothered checking the lyrics.
Okay. down on the road today, I saw a deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. Voice inside my head said, don't look back. You can never look back.
That is... without question, the best version we've had so far.
Wow. See,
I'm overwhelmed. I'm delighted.
It's that Jersey proximity.
I defy anyone to tell me that's not the best Boys of Summer yet.
Cool. I beat those other...
You really did.
Jumps. Good.
You really did. Howard, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you. This was really fun.
Thanks, guys. As always, the JV Club theme song is Back Before We Were Brittle by the amazing Say Hi.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.